Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Statements of Netanyahu between the reality of his entity and the fading stance of the Egyptian regime. Translated. The statements of the Prime Minister of the Jewish entity, Benjamin Netanyahu, in which he spoke directly about what is called quote-unquote Greater Israel, and about plans for displacement and expansion, reveal once again the deep-rooted creed in the hearts of the leaders of this entity, the creed of treachery, betrayal, and greed for the land of the Muslims. These statements are not a slip of the tongue, but rather a practical translation of documented schemes in Zionist political thought and of programs implemented on the ground step by step. The leaders of the Jews have been accustomed to expressing their ambitions boldly whenever they feel that the political environment surrounding them is safe and that the Arab states around them are incapable or complicit. Netanyahu would not have uttered these words had he not known that Egypt, with its massive army, vast population, and strategic location, is shackled in will, and that its political system is based on protecting the security of the Jews and on security and military coordination with them under the pretext of quote-unquote peace and the agreements of treachery. He was preceded by the American President Donald Trump in saying that, quote, Israel is very small, end quote, and that he sees the necessity of expanding it. These statements, whether they come from an official in the usurping entity or from the supporters in the West, confirm that there is a comprehensive political, security, and economic project working to redraw the map of the region in favor of consolidating the existence of the entity and expanding its influence. In the face of these statements that touch upon Egypt's alleged national security before that of others, the official Egyptian response from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs came in the form of quote-unquote condemnation and command for clarifications, as if the issue were a matter of media dispute or political misunderstanding, and not a direct threat to the sovereignty of Egypt, its land, and its resources. The regime did not declare a state of alarm, nor did it call the Ummah to mobilization, nor did it take any practical steps indicating a genuine will to confront these schemes. This response from the Egyptian regime is not new, but a continuation of a policy that regulates its steps according to international and regional commitments, the most prominent of which is the Camp David Accord, which restricted the movement of the Egyptian army and tied the security of Sinai and the region to the vision of the United States and its allies. Thus, fateful issues have turned into diplomatic files managed with cold statements that anesthetize the people and reassure the enemy that matters are under control, instead of being arenas for serious work to protect land and honor. The Egyptian regime, like other regimes in Muslim lands, does not move according to Islamic aqidah, creed, that made fighting the occupier an obligation, but rather moves according to its narrow interests and international connections, especially protecting the security of the Jewish entity and ensuring its survival. For this reason, the response was merely an attempt to save face before public opinion, without touching upon the essence of the real amicable relationship between it and the Jewish entity. These statements and the threats and expansionist projects they carry are nothing but a new declaration of war against the Muslims. Allah Almighty said, وَلَا يَزَالُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ حَتَّى يَرُدُّوكُمْ عَن دِينِكُمْ إِنِ اسْتَطَاعُوا. And they continue to fight you until they turn you back from your religion if they are able. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 217. And the Jews are the clearest example of this truth, and they have betrayed covenants, broken treaties, fought the Muslims, and allied themselves with the polytheists against the Islamic State. Today, their descendants repeat it, even further by occupation, displacement, killing, and expulsion in a more severe and criminal manner, supported by the West. The Jewish entity views the regimes in the Muslim lands, including the Egyptian regime, as guardians of its borders and its guarantors of its security, even if they exchange words of criticism in front of the media. The reality is that the Egyptian regime moves only within boundaries drawn for it by America, and these boundaries place the protection of the security of the Jews above all else, even above the blood and dignity of the Muslims. Combining Netanyahu's recent statements and Trump's previous statement reveals that their ambitions are not limited to Jerusalem, the West Bank, and Gaza, but also include Sinai, the Nile, and parts of the Arab lands. This is not political fantasy, but part of their publications and declared plans. And it should be an indication that any leniency in confronting them is opening the door for them to achieve their goals. These statements are a message to every Muslim that your enemy is planning to swallow your land, your history, and your deen, and that the time has come for serious action with an army whose aqidah is jihad in the path of Allah, not protecting agreements of treachery. O people of Egypt, the Kinana, the statements of the leaders of the Jews and their supporters in the West are clear messages. The response to them is not with statements nor with diplomacy, but with practical action that imposes a new reality on the enemy. O soldiers of the Kinana, your capabilities and your country's location place upon you a great responsibility before Allah. Do not let this opportunity pass you by, for the battle with the Jews is a battle of aqidah and existence, and it will not be decided except by liberating Palestine. Your duty is to declare total war on this usurping entity, uproot it from the blessed land, liberate it completely, and restore the usurped authority of the Ummah. وَلَيَنصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَن يَنصُرُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ And Allah will surely support those who support Him. Indeed, Allah is powerful and exalted in might. They are those who, if we give them authority in the land, establish prayer and give zakah, and enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, and to Allah belongs the outcome of all matters. Surah Al-Hajj, Ayah 40 to 41. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Egypt. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.